The Queen of Spades by Alexander Pushkin. 1. There was a card party at the rooms of Narumov, a lieutenant in the Horse Guards. A long winter night had passed unnoticed, and it was 5 o'clock in the morning when supper was served. The winners sat down to table with an excellent appetite. The losers let their plates remain empty before them. Little by little, however, with the assistance of the champagne, the conversation became animated and was shared by all.
"How did you get on this evening, Surin?"
said the host to one of his friends.
"Oh, I lost as usual. I really have no luck. I play Mirandol. You know that I keep cool. Nothing moves me. I never change my play, and yet I always lose."
"Do you mean to say that all the evening you did not once back the red? Your firmness of character surprises me."
"What do you think of Hermann?"
said one of the party, pointing to a young engineer officer.
"That fellow never made a bet or touched a card in his life, and yet he watches us playing until 5 in the morning.
"It interests me," said Hermann, "but I am not disposed to risk the necessary in view of the superfluous."
"Hermann is a German and economical. That is the whole of the secret," cried Tomsky. "But what is really astonishing is the Countess Anna Fedotovna."
"How so?"
asked several voices.
"Have you not remarked," said Tomsky, "that she never plays?"
"Yes," said Narumov. "A woman of 80 who never touches a card. That is indeed something extraordinary."
"You do not know why?"
"No. Is there a reason for it?"
"Just listen. My grandmother, you know, some 60 years ago, went to Paris and became the rage there. People ran after her in the streets and called her the Muscovite Venus. Richelieu made love to her, and my grandmother makes out that by her rigorous demeanor, she almost drove him to suicide. In those days, women used to play at faro. One evening at the court, she lost on parole to the Duke of Orleans, a very considerable sum. When she got home, my grandmother removed her beauty spots, took off her hoops, and in this tragic costume went to my grandfather, told him of her misfortune, and asked him for the money she had to pay. My grandfather, now no more, was, so to say, his wife's steward. He feared her like fire. But the sum she named made him leap into the air. He flew into a rage, made a brief calculation, and proved to my grandmother that in 6 months she had got through 500,000 rubles. He told her plainly that he had no villages to sell in Paris, his domains being situated in the neighborhood of Moscow and of Saratov, and finally refused point blank. You may imagine the fury of my grandmother. She boxed his ears and passed the night in another room. The next day, she returned to the charge. For the first time in her life, she condescended to arguments and explanations. In vain did she try to prove to her husband that there were debts and debts, and that she could not treat a prince of the blood like her coachmaker.